on our afternoon session, ask everyone to please quiet down. I apologize to the presenters and to council for my delay. Thank you, Judge Powers, for being here for item G.
Thank you, Chief. Good afternoon. My name is David Power, a Solano County judge. I'm chair of the Trial Court Facility Modification Working Group, and I've been the chair since July of 2008. The working group's key objective is to implement the policy adopted by the Judicial Council in April of 2009, which established a prioritization methodology for modifications to court facilities. I am here today to request that the Judicial Council adopt the revised trial court facility modification policy. The core function of the working group will remain if the Council adopts the revised policy today, that is, the review, prioritization, and funding of facility modification projects for the 500 court facilities statewide, subject to increased reporting of our ranking and funding decisions to the EMP committee and to the council. The revised policy will continue to delegate to the working group the authority to reallocate funds remaining in the planned facility modification allocation after all planned facility modifications have been completed among the three other FM budget categories. Facility modifications typically involve additions of new systems, equipment, and other components that are not otherwise existing in a building. They may also involve alterations or renovations or refurbishments to existing systems. Routine maintenance and janitorial services are not considered a facility modification, nor are facility expansions. The working group consists of five judges and three executive officers. Small, medium, and large courts are represented on the working group, and the working group membership is geographically diverse. We meet eight times a year. We have four scheduled meetings at the AOC offices in Sacramento, and in between those meetings, we conduct four scheduled telephone conference meetings. We frequently confer with AOC staff between our telephone conference and our business meetings on an as-needed basis. Last week, we held our regular meeting at the Mosque Civil Court facility in Los Angeles, and members had the opportunity to inspect that facility from top to bottom. The working group has a process in place for reviewing, ranking, and funding facility modifications that is fair, equitable, and addresses the critical needs of the trial court statewide. It is a transparent process. We review facility modification requests from superior courts, consider the staff report from AOC with a preliminary rank list of facility modifications, and approve the final list of facility modifications. Again, our key objective is to implement the facility modifications policy adopted by the council to serve the council and to serve the branch. The next three slides show facility modifications completed in San Diego, Los Angeles, and Alameda counties. I'm now going to ask Pat McGrath, the facility operations manager of the Office of Court Construction and Management, to walk us through those slides and to speak in more detail on the specific changes to the proposed revised policy. Pat?
Thank you, Judge Power. In San Diego, this particular project incorporated the replacement of skylights that had lasted for over 30 years in this particular facility. They had cracked due to age and over time had become a safety issue for the people of the court. This project was approved and funded by the Trial Court Facility Modification Working Group. In Bellflower in Los Angeles, this particular chiller unit on the left had failed. It was replaced with a new energy-efficient and much more management-effective system for the court. In George McDonald in Alameda, this particular roofing system had lasted for 26 years, but it had a long history of roofing leaks and damage to the interior of the facility. This facility has since been received a new roof. There are many program changes that we've experienced this year that have brought us to the point where we've brought the where the Trial Court Facility Modification Working Group has brought this policy forward to the council. The primary amongst those was the creation of the Court Facilities Working Group. In the initial original incarnation of the trial court facility modifications working group, they answered to the interim court facilities panel, which sunset in 2007. The changes in the policy before you today realigned this working group back to the original intended structure. Additionally, the clarification of the facility modification definition by the Office of General Counsel improves the ability of the branch to better differentiate between routine maintenance and facility modification. The new policy incorporates this improved definition. With the final transition of the Stanley Mosque facility in June of 2012, the lengthy transfer process is finally complete. All facilities for both the intermediate, all facilities have transitioned finally to the operation and maintenance under the branch. At this point, and now we have the operational responsibility under one single umbrella, and it's important that we begin to plan for both the intermediate and long-term support structure for these facilities. We also have 3 additional years of operational history that has allowed our program to mature and requires implementation of policy adjustments resulting from lessons learned. The new policy includes some changes. The first change is that it brings the approval authority for the annual budget allocation back from the EMP to directly back to the Judicial Council. It also increases the reporting requirements of the Trial Court Facility Modification Working Group to the EMP and the Council. Lastly, it divides the annual reporting function. Currently, we have one report that is a mixture of a budget allocation report as well as a long list of projects that have been approved and authorized over the course of the year. The new policy bifurcates these two requirements and allows the branch to focus primarily on each of these functions as they serve different duties and different deliverables to the branch as a whole. The policy maintains the existing functions. It allows the Trial Court Facility Modification Working Group to approve facility modifications as those projects and needs are identified and estimated over the course of the fiscal year. It allows the Trial Court Facility Modification Working Group to continue to adjust various budget categories as required over the course of the fiscal year. And this allows the branch to maximize the use of these funds. As an example, in the last fiscal year, the Priority 1 budget allocation was projected in April to have an increase or a surfeit of the necessary budget. In the April meeting of the Trial Court Facility Modification Working Group, they realigned that budget to approve Facility Modification Priority 2 work. Lastly, it codifies the past practice whereby the Trial Court Facility Modification Working Group had the ability to continue approval of critical projects during the interim period between the legislatively approved facility modification budget and the approval of the Judicial Council as to the specific budget allocations. This authority is critical to allow the branch to meet emergency requirements and mitigate potential court closures due to system failures. I'd like to turn it back to Judge Power.
Thank you. With regard to the review and comment process, the policy was submitted for comment to the courts via Saranis. There was no comment there. The second bullet point is incorrect. I did send an email to the presiding judges and court execs regarding the proposed fiscal year 12-13 budget, but not. I sent this on July 3rd. The revised policy was not attached to that, so that is an incorrect bullet point. However, the revised policy was reviewed and approved by the Court Facility Working Group chaired by Justice Hill and also the EMP Committee chaired by Justice Miller. And we respectfully request that the Judicial Council adopt the Trial Court Facility Modifications Policy to replace the existing policy that has been in place since 2009. And we're available for questions.
Thank you, Judge Power. Any questions about the new policy or its adoption? If not, do I hear a motion?
I move.
Second.
All in favor of the motion to adopt the Trial Court Facility Modifications Policy to replace the existing policy, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. Matter passes unanimously. Thank you, Judge Power. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
A lot of work ahead and behind us. Thank you.